Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question: why do I have trouble seeing after my traumatic brain injury? It's so hard for me to look at items and to use my eyes as well as I used to. Answer: if this is very good that you've come to notice that you're having trouble with your vision. Many people after a brain injury have trouble pinpointing all the problems and symptoms they are having. Eyes give us a direct path to our brain. What we look at goes into our eyes and then goes down multiple nerve paths from the front of our brain to the back of our brain. And when you think about it, in a brain injury, your brain gets shaken. So many parts of your brain can be affected. Therefore, many parts of the vision pathway can be affected in a brain injury, which then affects how a person can be seeing the world. Let's look at the various parts of vision that can be affected in the brain. The first part is the brain tissue at our occipital lobe. This is the lobe of our brain at the back of our head where all the eye vision pathways land. If there should be bleeding at that part of the brain, that could cause vision issues. If there are any tearing or shearing of nerves, again, that will cause vision issues. As we continue forward, we have multiple nerves that can be damaged that help our vision. And in addition, we have numerous eye muscles, which function in various ways. For example, our arm can go up and down at the elbow, but our eye muscles can pull our eyes in both left and right, but also turn our eye muscles and our eyes per se. So there is what we call a spherical movement as well to our eyes. So if any one of these muscles are affected, our vision can be affected as well. In addition, a person can then become sensitive to light, which means that looking at screens such as computers, phones, and televisions, or just taking a walk outside can affect a person's eyes, and sunglasses might help in this situation. Our eyes like to work together as two eyes. This is called binocular vision, BI meaning two. But what can happen is that our eyes no longer work together after a brain injury. And this can cause almost two arms not working hand in hand, which can cause problems. An easy fix, which is similar to putting a Band-Aid on a bleeding cut, is to put a patch over one eye. And this will help correct the effects of having an impairment to binocular vision. Oftentimes, someone that complains of double vision, their eyes are not working together, and therefore they have a binocular vision impairment. Sometimes various cells in our eyes can be damaged, and a person can have a new onset of color blindness to any degree. In addition, our eyes may not only not work together, and there could be a binocular vision impairment as previously stated, but they also may not work together to focus on objects. So you may have what is called a convergence insufficiency. Our eyes cannot converge. They cannot focus together on an object, no matter how far or how close they may be. In addition, someone who may have dry eye or may have never had a dry eye may now have a dry eye. And just like our joints have to be lubed up, our cars need oil, our eyes need to be lubricated and moist. And one can get eye drops to help with this. Most important of all is that a person with vision difficulties after a brain injury needs to see a neuro-optometrist. A brain injury physician that you will likely see first for your brain injury will likely be able to direct you to a neuro-optometrist. There are not many neuro-optometrists. It is a small field, but they know how to diagnose the issue with your eyes, and they can also perform vision therapy or direct you to a vision therapist. Just like there are physical therapists for muscles, speech therapists for thinking skills, occupational therapists for relearning skills of daily activities. There are vision therapists to help your eyes get stronger again. In addition, neuro-optometrists can make special eyeglasses if needed. They may incorporate something called prisms, which help redirect the light into your eyes. But truly, the most important thing to know is if you are having trouble reading and you never used to, or you're having problems doing work or using a computer or your phone, or you used to be able to pour a cup of water without spilling, and now water gets all over the table or all over the floor, or you used to put your key in your lock without any issues, and now you're missing the keyhole, then very likely your eyes could be affected. And do not fear. There is help out there, and help can be got very easily, and your eyes can recover, all with the proper diagnosis that come from having a proper brain injury medicine physician who properly directs you to a neuro-optometrist, someone that has gone to optometry school and then did further specialization within the field of neuro-optometry. Your eyes and your vision will get better, which will likely help take away and alleviate other symptoms of the concussion or moderate or severe brain injury you might be having, such as balance impairment, walking problems, headaches. So do not fear. Go out and get the help you need, because these professionals are here to help you with whatever issues you might be having. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.